Day 12. The Queen of Heaven, in the kingdom of the divine will, leaves the cradle, takes her first steps, and with her childlike acts, calls God to descend upon earth, and calls the creatures to live in the divine will. The Soul to the Celestial Little Queen. Here I come again to you, my dear little baby, in the house of Nazareth. I want to be spectator of your tender age. I want to give you my hand as you take your first steps and speak with your holy mama and with your father Joachim. Little as you are, after you have learned how to walk, you help St. Anne in the little tasks. My little mama, how dear you are to me, and all striking. Oh, please, give me your lessons, that I may follow your childhood and learn from you, also in the little human actions, to live in the kingdom of the divine will. Lesson of the Little Queen of Heaven. My dear child, my only desire is to keep my child near me. Without you, I feel lonely, and I have no one to whom to confide my secrets. And so, it is my maternal cares that seek to have my child near me, whom I keep in my heart, in order to give you my lessons, and so make you comprehend how to live in the kingdom of the divine will. But the human volition does not enter into it. It remains crushed and in act of receiving continual deaths before the light, sanctity, and power of the divine will. But do you think that the human volition remains afflicted because the divine will keeps it in act of dying continually? Ah, no, no. Rather, it feels happy that upon its dying will, the divine will is born again and rises victorious and triumphant over it, bringing to it joy and happiness without end. It is enough to comprehend, dear child, what it means to let oneself be dominated by it and to experience it. For the creature to abhor her own will so much that she would rather let herself be torn to pieces than go out of the divine will. Now listen to me. I departed from heaven only to do the will of the Eternal One. And even though I had my heaven within me, which was the divine will, and I was inseparable from my Creator, yet I enjoyed being in the celestial fatherland. More so, since, the divine will being in me, I felt my rights of daughter to be with them, to let myself be rocked as a tiny little one in their paternal arms, to participate in all the joys and happiness, riches and sanctity which they possessed, for as much as I could take of them, and to fill myself so much as to be unable to contain any more. And the Supreme Being enjoyed in seeing that without fear, but rather with highest love, I filled myself with their goods. Nor was I surprised that they would let me take whatever I wanted. I was their daughter. One was the will which animated us. Whatever they wanted, I wanted as well. And so, I felt that the properties of my celestial father were mine. The only difference is that I was little and could not embrace or take all their goods. As many as I would take, and so many were left that I had no capacity to contain them, because I was always a creature. While the divinity was great, immense, and in one single act it embraced everything. But in spite of this, at the moment they would let me understand that I was to deprive myself of their celestial joys and of the chaste embraces which we gave each other. I would depart from heaven without hesitation and would return to the midst of my dear parents. They loved me very much. I was all lovable, striking, cheerful, peaceful, and filled with childlike grace, such as to captivate their affection for me. They were all attentive over me. I was their jewel. When they took me in their arms, they felt unusual things and a divine life palpitating in me. Now, child of my heart, you must know that as my life down here began, the divine will extended its kingdom in all my acts. So, my prayers, my words, my steps, the food, the sleep I took, the little tasks with which I helped my mother, were animated by the divine will. And since I have always carried you in my heart, I called you as my child in all my acts. I called your acts to be together with mine, so that also in your acts, even in different ones, the kingdom of the divine will might extend. Listen to how much I have loved you. If I prayed, I called your prayer into mine, so that yours and mine might receive the same value and power, the value and the power of a divine will. If I spoke, I called your word. If I walked, I called your steps. And if I did the little human actions indispensable to the human nature, such as taking the water, sweeping, helping my mother by handing the wood to her in order to start the fire, and many other similar things, I called these same acts of yours, that they might receive the value of a divine will, and so that, both in mine and in yours, its kingdom might extend. And while calling you in each of my acts, I call the divine word to descend upon earth. Oh, how much I have loved you, my child. I wanted your acts within mine in order to render you happy and to let you reign together with me. And, oh, how many times I called you and your acts, but to my greatest sorrow, mine remained isolated. And I saw yours as though lost within your human will, forming, horrible to say, the kingdom not divine but human, the kingdom of passions and the kingdom of sin, of unhappinesses and misfortune. Your mama cried over your misfortune, and for each act of human will that you do, as I know the unhappy kingdom to which they lead you, my tears are still pouring to make you comprehend the great evil that you do. Therefore, listen to your mama. If you do the divine will, joys, happinesses will be given to you by right. Everything will be in common with your Creator. Weaknesses, miseries will be banished from you. And then you will be the dearest of my children. I will keep you in my same kingdom to let you live always of divine will. the soul. Holy Mama, who can resist seeing you cry and not listening to your holy lessons? I, with all my heart, promise, swear, never to do my will, never again. And you, Divine Mama, never leave me alone, so that the empire of your presence may crush my will, to let me reign always, always in the will of God.